So good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. So how are you? You good? So yes, I think the recently many people quite sick, as flu and coughing. So I hope you take your body, you take care of your body well, and then yes. So before we begin today, I want to ask you simple questions. So do you believe in God's intervention in the world? We already talked about this last Bible study. So do you believe in God's intervention in the world? How about Jerry? Do you believe God's intervention in the world?
I believe it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's some things that can't be explained logically. Like obviously it's possible, but I mean, like, it's something that's so, like, improbable, you just kind of have to believe that something helped you in a long way.
All right. Thanks, Jerry, for your answer. And Jay, what do you think?
Yes, it's possible, but also he gives us free will.
Mm. All right, thank you. So take a moment to think about that and really think about it. So I told you this story last Bible study. So in my previous congregation, at the Bible study, I asked the attendants of the Bible study group, and I asked them same questions. Do you believe in God's intervention in the world? Surprisingly, most of them don't believe it. They don't believe God's intervention. So I was quite surprised. Only one person, retired minister, said, I believe in God's intervention. So at the time, I asked them again, so why you pray? You don't believe God's intervention. Why you pray? Why you pray for Gaza? Why you pray for Ukraine? Why you pray for poor people? Why you pray if you don't believe in God's intervention? In your daily life, in the news you read, in the struggles you face, do you believe God is actively working in our world today? Hold on to that thought as we dive into today's message about prayer. In Luke 11, we find the disciples watching Jesus pray. Something about his prayer life was so powerful, so different. So they ask, Lord, teach us to pray. And Jesus responded by giving them and us what we know called the Lord's Prayer. This was not just a nice poem to memorize. Jesus was giving them a pattern, a way to connect with the Father God. Let's look at what he taught them. Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us, and lead us not into temptation. Notice what Jesus puts first, God's name and God's kingdom, then our daily needs, forgiveness and protection. This prayer is both deeply personal and completely focused on God's will first. But Jesus doesn't stop there. He tells them a story about a friend who shows up at midnight asking for bread. The man inside doesn't want to get up. His family is sleeping. The door is locked. It's inconvenient. But because his friend keeps knocking, keeps asking, he finally gets up and gives him what he needs. Of course, Jesus is not saying God is reluctant to help us. That's not the point. The point is about persistence, about not giving up. It's about the earnestness of our hearts when we pray. Here's where the story takes a beautiful turn. Jesus says that if earthly fathers know how to give good gifts to their children, how much more will our Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? I believe this is God's intervention in our world, through Christ, through the Spirit that lives in us. God doesn't just observe from a distance. He enters our lives, our struggles, our joys through His Spirit. Your kingdom come. We are asking for something that exists both now and not yet. God's kingdom is already present, active through us in the world. Yet, we also await its complete fulfillment. We exist in this dynamic tension between current reality and future hope, experiencing glimpses of God's kingdom today while longing for its ultimate arrival. We pray for daily bread because we need God's provision today. We ask for forgiveness because we fail and need grace. We seek protection because this world can be dangerous. But underlying all of this is the great hope that God's kingdom of peace and righteousness is coming, and it's already breaking into our world. Prayer. It's not about getting God to hear what we want. Prayer is about us hearing what God wants. Through prayer, we align our hearts with His heart, and we join His work in the world. So how many times has God answered your prayers? Lori, how many times has God answered your prayer?
I'm not counting.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think pretty much all my prayers are answered, only because I can say that because over the years I've learned that all my prayers doesn't have to be answered in a certain way.
Mm.
And I learn how to accept what God's answer is.
Mm. Thanks, Lori, for your answer. And Marlene?
Mm-hmm. yes, Pastor.
Okay.
Many times God answered.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So I think I have many experiences God answered for me. For example, so when I came here first time, I prayed for job, but it's very difficult. I couldn't speak in English at all. I didn't have any career. I didn't have any relationship in this country. But God gave me a job through my friend. And at the time, I also wanted to study in my theological college, Pilgrim College, in Melbourne University. At the time, I got interviewed with the head of the college. I still remember, she said, "No, you can't. Your English is so not good. You can't. Even though you have a good English score, but don't come. You can't study here." I was so disappointed. And I thought, and I prayed, "So one day I want to study this place, God." And 7 years later, I found myself studying that place. I also prayed to God. God, I want to be minister of this country. I think no one really difficult to believe. I become the minister in United Church. I don't have any background. Still, my English wasn't good. How can I become the United Church minister? But now I'm preaching in front of you.
Amen.
I got God's answer a lot of time. So just I'd like to share something that might change how we think about answered prayer. You watch your YouTube video?
I would a loving God allow these tragedies to happen? Does the Lord, as Mr. Frank suggests, want us to suffer?
I asked for strength. And God gave me difficulties to make me strong. I asked for wisdom. And God gave me problems to solve. I asked for courage. And God gave me dangers to overcome. I asked for love. And God gave me troubled people to help. My prayers were answered.
Thanks, Arsene. I found this video by chance on YouTube. I think it's an American drama. I don't know the exact situation of this scene. However, the priest's powerful reflection in it was quite impressive. He said, "I asked for strength, and God gave me difficulties to make me strong. I asked for wisdom, and God gave me problems to solve. I asked for courage, and God gave me dangers to overcome. I asked for love, and God gave me troubled people to help. My prayers were answered." Do you see it? God's answer don't always look like what we expect. Sometimes He gives us what we need instead of what we want. Sometimes He strengthens us through the struggle rather than removing the struggle. I believe this is God's intervention in our lives. He doesn't always change our circumstances, but He always changes us through our circumstances when we stay connected to Him in prayer. Do you believe in God's intervention in your lives and in the world? Look around you. God is answering prayers right now. He's working through the person who volunteers at the food bank, through the neighbor who checks on the elderly, through the teacher who goes the extra mile, through you when you show love to someone who needs it. So we can pray continually and persistently because God is still working in us and our works. God intervenes through ordinary people living ordinary lives with extraordinary love. He works through us when we pray, when we serve, when we forgive, when we hope. As we close today, I want you to know this. Your prayers are being answered. Maybe not always in the way you expected, but God is at work. He's building His kingdom through you, in you, and around you. When you pray for strength, look for the opportunities to grow stronger. When you pray for wisdom, pay attention to the lessons in your challenges. When you pray for love, notice the people God puts in your path who need what you have to offer. God's intervention in our world is not just about miraculous healings or dramatic rescues, though He can do those too. His intervention is in the daily bread of His presence with us, the daily forgiveness that heals our hearts, the daily strength that carries us through. Your prayers matter. Your faith matters. And God is listening, working, and answering even now. So now, instead of a closing prayer, I would like to conclude this sermon by having us all say the Lord's Prayer. Let's say together the prayer Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.